Here around at Big Pool, I see them this house high, and stack it around there and pack it good and tight, and then get out on the side with your pitchfork and rake it down and get all the hay that you could coming straight down so the water would come down. It'll take a lot of weather that way, not damage. That is grass hay now. Less diesel hay won't stand much, and pea vine hay won't stand in there. It'll rot right short off. But sorghum will do pretty well if you cap it off with some kind of grass. Now I knew a man over on the mill route that he didn't have much of a barn, and he just stacked a whole lot of his hay that he cut out in the pasture, and sorghum hay too. But he'd always cap it off with some kind of grass so that it wouldn't rain down his pole and rot the others. And his stock would stand out there in the evening or maybe all night. He'd hold that stack of hay and they'd clean it up before spring, you see. They'd clean it up over the ground pretty good. But I never did all the first year I was here. I didn't have the barn built, and I stacked some out there with my stock.
Did they ever call that those shocks, hay
yeah,
shocks?
Yeah.
Is that
hay in the shock, they call it. Mm-hmm. Hay in the shock that way.
Mm-hmm. How would you harvest the corn in the old days?
Wait till it, as a rule, till after the frost killed all the grass and stuff, you see. And of course, all that fodder on the stalk had been dried up or pulled off or whatever. And if you want to, I'll show you some fodder I got pulled off some this year just to show how it's done.
Did she say?
I don't know, she's talking on the phone, I believe.
Oh.
Oh, yes, she's on the phone.
Got a very gentle voice, and I wasn't sure what I heard.
That's all pretty loud.
Martin
makes out like he can't hear.
I see.
What did you get?
I didn't hear you. I didn't know you were talking. I thought you were on the phone.
Well,
you got in on our house, Nick.
Well, thank you very much. Won't you come in and join us?
That's all that drink, my coffee.
I see. This looks delicious.
Everybody's coffee will suit you now. Everybody has their way of drinking.
Well,
suppose you tell them how they made coffee a long time ago. He said that was one of the questions, didn't you? About
yes.
Tell
yes,
them how the coffee
like
was made and how folks drank it.
Where did, you know, they bought the whole grain and they parched it. I parched a many pan of coffee in my day, but for my mother and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And they ground it, you know. Turn a little crank in the mill and grind your coffee. I've done that lots and lots of times.
It would keep it fresh, wouldn't it? Every time you make it, you grind it.
Yeah. It was kind of a green color, the grain was, in halves, like when they bought it. And they just have it in a bar or something. And if you want a pound or 2 pounds, whatever, they weigh that out, you know. And take it home and parch it, kind of like peanuts.
Mm-hmm. How did they, that's something else I'd like to know more about, how it was to go to town to buy what you needed. Could you tell me different things about what you might buy at the store and how they sold it? Something about how they wrapped it for you?
Well, they had little sacks then to put everything in. Wasn't much wrapping, you know. All the groceries and everything put in sacks, you know.
Did you have a kind of sack called a...
poke. A lot of people call them poke. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Or a croaker? Croaker sack?
No, it was paper. Brown. I mean, you once wanted to get one now. Small sacks, you know.
Did you ever use toe sacks or croaker sacks or anything?